You're listening to Saturday Breakfast on ABC Radio Canberra.
I wonder if you've got a favourite street library or a food or plant pantry in your region, wherever you're joining me. There are so many springing up on curbs right around the ACT and region, like the one in a Florey cul-de-sac. It was created by Mother Rachel Thorpe after she was diagnosed with brain cancer. And I visited Bone Close in Florey to meet Rachel and check out her incredibly popular attraction. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful morning in Bone Close in Florey. And I'm in a cul-de-sac on Bone Close where there is a collection of very colourful items. Rachel, this is just terrific to see what you've created here. Really through a partnership with one of your neighbours, people living in this suburb. Sharon, tell me about that collaboration that you and Sharon have been on for several years now.
So Sharon and I met a few years ago. She lives just over the back of us on the other side of the laneway. And Sharon is fantastic because she's a very organised person, previous public servant. She knows a lot of people. She knows how to get things done. And we met at the time there was a few, I guess you'd call them maybe antisocial type issues happening in the neighbourhood. So we met in regards to that. And Sharon came up with the idea of setting up Neighbourhood Watch, which we did. And Sharon has done the most phenomenal job of taking that to just honestly dizzying heights with what she has achieved with it. And along the way, I hadn't been well, so I dropped off from doing that, but still wanted to do something and had said to her one day, I'd really like to do a street library because I love books. I couldn't live without books. And she found the exact right receptacle for the books, and that's where the street library came about from.
I'm looking at this receptacle. It appears to be a Holmstrom vintage fridge. It's absolutely beautiful. Let's have a look. And it's one of those old school deep fridges, deep sort of cabinet fridges, and it is absolutely chocked with books.
Yes, it's always overflowing. Sharon had spotted this originally online because it was painted bright yellow, and she had the idea that we could paint black stripes on it and it would become a busy bee library. And so we had a bit of a working bee, and that's what we did. And then my very clever husband put these pavers down, which are, as you can see, sort of honeycomb shaped. So that fitted with the theme of the fridge. And then we stocked it. And the turnover of books is honestly enormous. Every time I come out here, there's new books in here. There's books that have gone. It gets so much use, which is fantastic.
It's very eye-catching with its gold and black bee stripes. I notice it's also chained to the tree.
Yes, that was for safety reasons. I was very conscious that children could be using this. So we chained it to the tree so it couldn't be pulled over. My husband, who's a gas fitter, decommissioned the fridge and then he put holes in it. So in the very unlikely event that somebody actually pulled out all of the shelves, all of the books and tried to shut themselves inside, there's air holes in it. And additionally, you'll notice you can't actually shut it from the inside. He's removed the locking mechanism for that. So you can only do it from the outside.
A really important modifications.
We definitely wanted it to be as safe as possible and not have parents worry about their children coming and using it.
What are the most popular titles at this street library in Bone Close, Florey?
Well, I would say the children's books, massive amount of children's books go. In terms of the adult books, I would say probably true crime seems to be very popular. I always get asked if we've got more true crime. Those seem to be popular. And sort of what I would call thriller type books seem to be very popular as well. There's always a big turnover of those.
On top of the street library is a tray full of succulents. You are a passionate succulent grower, keeper, nurturer.
I love succulents because they're easy, really easy to grow, really, really difficult to kill. I haven't managed to kill many so far at all. And one day I was looking at them all and thought, well, they're so easy to propagate. So why not add this to the street library? So I got given a whole lot of pots and some soil from my local Buy Nothing group. and I planted a whole lot of succulent cuttings. So I just regularly top that up and people take succulent cuttings.
And this is your sprout spot.
Yes.
So how popular has that proved? And who are the sorts of people that are allured or attracted by your succulents?
I've seen quite a few small children, which is fabulous. They come with their parents, and I saw one young boy on a bike. It was really cute. He raced up on his bike and leapt out and said, "Look, Mum, I told you," and grabbed a plant and put it in his bike basket and took off in it, which I just thought was really adorable and made me really happy that, you know, the kids were really liking it. So that's who it seems to be most popular with, is kids.
There are also three really attractive large toadstool sculptures at the end of your cul-de-sac, providing
yes.
a lot of colour and interest. They've got sort of red tops with yellow polka dots all over them.
Yes, I loved those. I saw them and just thought I have to have them. And so brought them and put them next to the library. I just thought it kind of fitted with the library, and it also makes it really easy to spot from the street, so you kind of know where you're going.
There's a lovely playful feel. It's very colourful as well. Now, the other feature here is the solar light that's been attached to the tree above the street library, alongside the laneway that comes off this cul-de-sac.
So that was for a few reasons. I actually got given the solar light, again, off my Buy Nothing group. I felt that while you shouldn't, there's particularly people that might feel marginalised about visiting in terms of the pantry that we have here, and I didn't want anybody to feel like that. And I thought, well, if people could come at night, then, you know, and feel that they were more comfortable doing that when they weren't likely to be seen, then the light would assist with that. I also thought if there's any insomniacs that want to come and get a book at 2 a.m, then the light helps with that. And obviously it's just a security feature. If you're walking down the laneway, there's a bit of light, because otherwise the laneway gets a little bit dark.
But wait, there's more. There's the Bone Close Busy Bee Library. There's the sprout spot that we've just spoken about. But there's also the little green pantry. And this is an adapted filing cabinet. Bright green.
Yes. So that was a filing cabinet that I got as a freebie off Gumtree. And I don't know why, I don't remember why I decided to paint it green, but I just thought that the little green pantry seemed like a good name for it. So it's a two-drawer filing cabinet. In the top, I have pantry items, sort of things like packets of soup and packets of sauce mix and lighter sorts of things go in the top of it. And then there's the drawer underneath, the bottom drawer, is the drawer that's full of tinned food. So people can come and help themselves to any pantry staples. So we just have unopened items and obviously things that are in date. And it's free for anyone to take that wants it or feels that they need it.
And Rachel, it's looking a bit thin on the top drawer.
Yes, it is looking a bit thin. I've actually just, I looked at it this morning and it's had so much use. I've put a call out in my local Buy Nothing group for anyone that's doing a pantry clear out. And normally when I do that, everyone's very supportive and I usually get inundated with donations. At other times, I had a couple knock on my door that had found the pantry on Google and they were moving to Brisbane and didn't want to take tin food with them. So they gave me several bags of food at the time, which kept the pantry going for quite some time.
Rachel, this is just sounding like a full-time job, managing the street pantry, the street library and the succulents. I mean, there's a lot going on in terms of project management, managing all the stakeholders.
You'd think so, but it actually, the community is so supportive of it, it really doesn't take a massive amount of work. There's a Facebook page that I maintain that I post on periodically. I come out and for hygiene reasons, obviously just wipe things down, surfaces down regularly. And I like sitting in the garden, mucking around, potting things up. So that's just a part of my day anyway. And look, to be honest, there's perks because there's books in there and I love reading books. So I can come and get books whenever I want and then just put them back in. So I get my own personal library too.
How has the development of your library, your pantry and your sprout spot and this attraction in this cul-de-sac changed your experience living in this neighbourhood of Florey?
It's made me realise I don't really want to leave. We had, for various reasons, considered relocating outside of Canberra or even potentially moving to a different house within Canberra, but I would be really reluctant to do that because this has made me realise how lovely people are. And I think that in this day and age of people living in a digital world to a large extent and not necessarily knowing their neighbours and not knowing who they are, whereas now I do. and had a really interesting experience which summed it up for me at the beginning when I first met Sharon, and we were discussing things like Neighbourhood Watch, and I'd mentioned to her that we were going away. Anyway, and we'd exchanged phone numbers, and a few days later she messaged me and said, look, I don't want to panic you, but I know you're away and I've just walked past and your front door's wide open. I was able to reassure her that we'd left the teenage children behind and so they were home and it was fine. But it occurred to me that in, you know, if circumstances had have been different, that could have been a really timely warning for us. Whereas prior to that, if I hadn't have known Sharon, she would have walked past and gone, well, okay, so someone's front door's open, it wouldn't have mattered. And I think that when you learn the rhythm of the neighbourhood and you sort of know, you know, who's going where and who's doing what, and you know who to say hello to, people are more likely to reach out to you if they think something's perhaps not quite right. And I think it overall brings the community closer, and that's the sort of community I want to live in.
Rachel, what was your experience managing this sort of community outreach project through the COVID pandemic and the lockdown? How did things change? What did it teach you about need in this part of Canberra?
Well, the first thing was I was concerned, obviously, as we all have been, from a hygiene point of view, and felt that books were a difficult thing to sanitise at the time, and I didn't really want to be responsible for that when we were in somewhat of a lockdown, whereas I felt that pantry items are fairly easy to sort of wipe down the outside of it and then you use the inside. So I made the decision for a few months there while we're in the midst of everything that we'd actually converted the library and we just had pantry items in it. And to be honest, initially I kind of thought, you know, Florey has a reasonable sort of socioeconomic profile. Possibly this won't be that necessary. But I was actually astounded at the turnover of food that went in there. The pantry was being emptied on a very regular basis, which said to me that, you know, people definitely were in need. And I was really happy that we had a resource that they could avail themselves of.
Now, this is not enough for you. You've gone and expanded your operations beyond your cul-de-sac in Florey. Tell me how you've, I suppose, been sharing your experience and supporting others along this journey.
Well, there's two really amazing ladies in Canberra that I've met called Shah and Roz, and they've set up Canberra Little Street Libraries, which is basically a network that takes in all of the little street libraries in Canberra, and their prime goal is to get a street library into every single suburb of Canberra, which I just think is a fantastic goal, and they've done honestly amazing work with what they've achieved, and they're so supportive, and they've been so supportive of me. So I've tried to return that. So a couple of years ago there was a Florey open day that Sharon organised for community organisations, so I helped Shah and Roz set up a stall there where we talked about street libraries and promoted street libraries to people and encouraged them to do it. Then with their support, I went to Belconnen Community Council about 18 months ago, and they assisted with some funding. So we were able to put up another couple of street libraries within the Belconnen district. So I'm fairly confident Belconnen district has now got a street library in every single suburb. So Shah and Roz are well on the way to getting their goal of getting one in every single suburb of Canberra. I'd like to say that I feel very lucky to live in an area like this. I feel very lucky that I've had the opportunity to do this and that I can share an absolute love of reading with people, and that while I guess my personal health means that I can't do more in the community, I like the fact that I'm able to do something that hopefully makes a small difference to somebody somewhere.
I'm sure it's making more than a small difference, Rachel. Thank you so much for your time and standing out in the cool breeze, the cool autumn breeze. It's wonderful to see the Bone Close Busy Bee Library, the Little Green Pantry and the Sprout Spot, and hear what a difference it's made in this community, but also in the life of you and your family.
Thank you.
You're listening to Saturday Breakfast on ABC Radio Canberra.